Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, new beginnings,
new locations, moving, transforming, becoming. On this Tuesday, June 7, 2011, you are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary. From a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my walk, my work along this divine hoodoo spiritualist life path and journey. I am broadcasting with you now live for just a brief moment. Those of you who are following on Facebook should now be aware that I am literally in the midst of moving. We began this morning. I had to be here early enough to attend to the city workers as far as turning on the water and accessing some of the other utilities. And I'm now, even as we speak, in transition back to the old location where I can then, you know, check in on my email and catch up with you in various other places for which we are connected. So I understand if I sound out of breath, it's because I am. Again, I am literally in transition as we speak. Cell phone hanging off my neck as I prepare to get on my bike and ride back to the old location. We are just doing the preparation. I came in today and did the traditional hoodoo cleansing. I'm sure those of you who are within the tradition understand we can't do anything in a new location without first going in and cleansing, purifying, banishing, binding, whatever condition you might find in that new place, and then move forward in ushering in a new vibration, a new purpose for the space. And this is one of those spaces that was greatly damaged, not destroyed, during Hurricane Katrina. And they put a lot of work and effort into completely rehabbing the place. So we're really looking forward to moving and operating in a much larger, much more multi-purpose, much more utilitarian, if that's a correct word, space where we can truly do ritual and ceremony, as well as my usual local reading, but I have much more space to entertain larger groups of people or families, if you will, along with now being able to do more regular weekly or biweekly seasonal special ceremonies without having to go outside for a larger space. So indeed, we're truly grateful, ecstatic, if you will, short of all the other things that go along with having to move, things for which I'm not even going to complain about, because today there's indeed nothing to complain about. We're moving forward. Spirit is operating with us, through us, around us, within us. We are transforming, becoming more and more into our divinity, as is our greater community. Those who listen to the show, those who support the show, those who tweet us, Facebook us, use the share this button. You are a part of this transformation. And those who truly understand seed giving in spirit, in truth, in finances, those who understand seed giving, seed planting, know that there is a harvest for everyone involved who touches this project, financially, as well as literally in assisting us in the move and acquiring certain items we need and will need. So we appreciate your divine being and presence, your God essence, each and every one of you. But without you, this wouldn't be happening. This move wouldn't be taking place. At least not now, not in this time, in space, not in this dispensation. So we are truly humbled by the continued move of spirit, by the continued flow of the divine creators through its emissaries and ancestors to continue to work miracles out of nothing or otherwise. So we indeed do give thanks and praise the Lord that and show gratitude continually. Again, we show great praise and reverence to the divine creator for providing and continuing to provide and demonstrate and manifest for us, with us, for those who become a part of our lives, who embrace this family and this ministry. For that, I'm truly humble, honored to be used in this way by Spirit, grateful to those who continue to express love and support and healing and profound change in their lives, in their situation, to be a part of this ministry. You may have heard some of the background noise. It's still the same zip code, same area, same neighborhood to some degree, just the other side of Jackson Avenue. And it comes with its challenges. And indeed, I believe that is a part of God's spirit has called us into that particular block right around the corner from Ashe Cultural Center. Those of you who are familiar with www.ashecultural arts center, same neighborhood, Aretha Castle Haley corridor. So we look forward to not only being able to bring a new sense of presence for hoodoo, voodoo, and obeah for ATR, traditional African-based religious path, particularly here in New Orleans. But we also look forward to doing a great work as it relates to the grassroots efforts that we are already actively participating in, as well as those things that we are now going to be able to expand because of the blessings that will come with us now having this large space. And as I have suggested in some past shows, it will indeed also be an opportunity for people to come to the city and be a part of the experience, a part of this ministry and this community, without us having to divide all of our resources. space and the utility of that space. So we indeed are grateful for your continued presence, your continued support. There were those of you who contacted me who suggested offerings, who suggested donations, who suggested support. This is indeed the time. I can't do it alone. I need all of your continued effort to keep this moving forward. And indeed, I now have to, you know, get a truck and get people to help us move. And we can most certainly utilize all of those offers today. So continue to be with us, to be present. Give thanks. I am going to end the show now. I am at my next destination. And I do see about 8 people at my door. But I will be back with you on tomorrow at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time. All is indeed a blessing. All right, I say.